Welcome to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The passion and purpose of the Christian Research Institute is to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints by focusing on apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. To connect with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And do remember that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. You can support this ministry prayerfully and financially in a safe, secure fashion by simply going to the web at equip.org or writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. This is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as I speak about the irony of binary sex, that is. I suppose it would not be too much to say that America and vicariously the world is on the verge of madness and self-destruction. The post-truth climate of contemporary morality is pitting those who believe in the natural order of male and female against those who stridently contend that gender is nothing other than a social construct. And this is no longer a mere academic debate. I mentioned on the broadcast a few days ago that a visit to an orthopedic surgeon made this all too real for me. The form I was given to fill out provided me with the choice of identifying as not just male or as female, but as other, or to decline being specified as anything at all. And in the wake of that experience, I just happened to read an article by Glenn Stanton. It was a great article titled, Four Reasons Gender Theory is Ridiculous. Glenn talks about being invited to participate in a gender study conference at a university in Denver. And in the introductory remarks, the professor at the conference explained that no one could determine his or her gender just by looking at them. And he made that plain with respect to himself. You could not know whether he was a male by just looking at him. And then in a fit of irony, the professor was able to determine the gender of men and women in various advertisement pictures. So says Stanton, no one in the conference seemed to appreciate the Costco-sized contradiction that the professor was making. And that's precisely the problem. Current gender theory is fraught with contradiction. On the one hand, the most basic tenet of gender theory is that human genders are as diverse, well, as the hues of the rainbow. And on the other hand, they're advertising T-shirts that come in only two sizes, male or female, hardly a non-binary choice. Not only that, but consider the acronym LGBT. I know there are other letters, but let's just stick with LGBT. Which in and of itself mandates binary choices. You know, the L is for lesbian, and that defines a woman sexually attracted only to other women and not to other men. Or G, that designates a gay man attracted to other men but not women. Again, no options. And what does it mean to be bisexual? Well, think about it. Bi, quite literally means two. Or what about transgender? Remarkably, says Stanton, the trans community has only two ways to identify themselves, either male to female or female to male. Highly ironic, I would say. And as Princeton philosopher Robert George has well said, changing sex is a metaphysical impossibility. Why? Because it's a biological impossibility. the conceptual distinction between male and female based on reproductive organization is the only coherent way to classify the two sexes. Apart from that, all we have are stereotypes. I remember a long time ago on the broadcast, I quoted Dr. Paul McHugh on this important point. He's a distinguished professor of psychiatry at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and he explained, and I think quite cogently so, that transgendered men do not become women, nor do transgendered women become men. All, and that includes Bruce Jenner, become feminized men or masculinized women. They're counterfeits or impersonators of the sex with which they identify. And in that lies their problematic future. Because when the tumult and the shouting dies, it proves neither easy nor wise to live in counterfeit sexual garb. 10 or 15 years after surgical reassignment, the suicide rate of those who have undergone sex reassignment surgery, says Dr. Paul McHugh, rose to 20 times that of comparable peers. Think about that, 20 times that of comparable peers. And now in the irony of ironies, California law allows children at age 12 to make these kinds of life-altering reassignment commitments. We're talking about this today not as a theory. This is something that is impacting the lives of real people. And we as Christians cannot simply turn a blind eye to the tragedies that are taking place in our midst. Dr. Dina Atkins, in an expert declaration to a federal district court, went so far as to say, it is counter to medical science to use chromosomes, to use hormones, to use internal reproductive organs, external genitalia, or secondary sex characteristics to override gender identity for purposes of classifying someone as male or female. Why? Because in her worldview, all of this is but a social construct. Biological realities no longer matter. When I get back from the break, I want to continue my discussion on the irony of binary. Of course, I'm talking about sex again, and I'm doing this because if we as Americans are to avert a fall that mirrors that of Rome, we must know the truth, and we must make the truth known, particularly when it comes to the most basic distinction known to humanity, the distinction of male and female. And in the quote of the day, Ryan T. Anderson, he's the author of When Harry Became Sally, responds to the transgender movement by saying this: on the one hand, transgender activists claim that the real self is something other than the physical body, in a new form of Gnostic dualism. And yet at the same time, they embrace a materialist philosophy in which only the material world exists. They say that gender is purely a social construct, while asserting that a person can be trapped in the wrong gender. They say that there are no meaningful differences between man and woman, and yet they rely on rigid sex stereotypes to argue that gender identity is real, while human embodiment is not. They claim that truth is whatever a person says it is. Yet they believe there's a real self to be discovered inside that person. They promote a radical, expressive individualism in which people are free to do whatever they want and to find the truth however they wish, yet they try ruthlessly to enforce acceptance of transgender ideologies. Again, that quote of the day comes from Ryan T. Anderson. It's from an essay titled The Philosophical Contradictions of the Transgender Worldview, which I want to discuss on the other side of the break. This is an important issue. I will elaborate on why this has criticality for you as a Christian on the other side of the break. And once again, do remember that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. Please continue to stand with us prayerfully and financially. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We'll be right back, so please don't touch that dial.
Bring up religion or politics in a conversation, and often people stop being reasonable and demonize those who disagree with them. Fortunately, there are certain skills you can develop that will lead to civil discussions. Don't miss the cover feature article, How to Have a Civil Discussion About Abortion by Clinton Wilcox, in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Subscribe today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the Revised and Updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Claiming to have been set free from the shackles of religion, theologians, pastors, and seminary graduates who once confessed Christianity are leaving the faith to lead groups now critiquing all things Christian. But you can learn how to respond. Other topics include the historical uniqueness of Jesus Christ among the founders of the world's major religions, understanding Nicene Trinitarianism, how to have a civil discussion about abortion, wrestling with God, church, and religion in the writings of Mark Twain, a practical guide to teaching students apologetics, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and I want to continue with this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And the reason that I'm bringing the issue of gender up is because it is now contended by so many people that gender is just a social construct. Biological realities are no longer relevant. Before we went to break, I mentioned Dr. Dina Atkins, who, in an expert declaration to a federal district court, went so far as to say it is counter to medical science to use chromosomes or hormones, internal reproductive organs, external genitalia, or secondary sex characteristics to override gender identity for purposes of clarifying someone as male or female. And in response to that, there's a piece titled The Philosophical Contradictions of the Transgender Worldview. It's written by Ryan T. Anderson. He is the author of a great book titled When Harry Became Sally. And he made a comment on this remarkable claim by Dr. Dina Atkins, which is, well, perhaps we should say more than remarkable, not least because the argument recently was that gender is only a social construct while sex is a biological reality. But now activists are claiming that gender identity is destiny while biological sex is a social construct. But Atkins wants to ask a question about this, which is, but what exactly is this gender identity that is supposed to be the true medical determinant of sex? Atkins defines it as, well, a person's inner sense of belonging to a particular gender, a gender like male or female. But note that little phrase, says Anderson, such as, which implies that the options are not necessarily limited to male or female. In fact, as I discovered in the doctor's office the other day, LGBTQ activists are openly espousing the notion that gender identity need not be restricted to the binary choice of male or female, but can include both or neither. And so Anderson suggests that in the midst of this chaos and in the interest of sanity, we ought to ask ourselves some penetrating questions, such as, if the categories of man and woman are objective enough that people can identify as and be men and women, how can gender also be a spectrum where people can identify as and be both or neither or somewhere in between? And what does it even mean to have an internal sense of gender? What does it feel like to be a man? What does it feel like to be a woman? What does it feel like to be both a man and a woman, or to be neither male or female? And why should feeling like a man, whatever that means, make someone a man? Why do feelings determine reality on the question of sex, but on little else? Our feelings don't determine our age. Our feelings don't determine our height. If those who identify as transgender are the sex with which they identify, why doesn't that apply to other attributes or categories of being? What about people who identify as animals? Or what about able-bodied people identifying as disabled-bodied people? Why accept transgender reality but not, well, transracial reality or transspecies reality? as Anderson rightly concludes, a transgendered future is not the right side of history. And yet activists have convinced the most powerful sectors of society to acquiesce to their demands. And again, that's precisely what I experienced as I go into a doctor's office and fill out a form. Even the bathrooms have been changed. There's not a men and a women's designation, but a man or a woman can use either of the two bathrooms that are next to one another. Hasn't quite changed in the hospital yet. You know, this new movement hasn't quite coordinated itself in all segments of society, but it is seeking to impose its standard, which isn't a standard at all, on all of us. And for that reason, I will continue to speak out about these crucial issues with leading thinkers on future editions of Hank Unplugged, as well as on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We're also going to continue to write about these issues in our flagship magazine, the Christian Research Journal. And I might add that if you're not subscribing to the Christian Research Journal, you ought to do that, because this is an award-winning magazine that no Christian home should be without. It is beautifully laid out. It is one of the most attractive magazines on the market today, purposely intended to meld the beauty of art with information that you can trust. And this is so critical in a topsy-turvy world in which you can go on the internet and find all kinds of opinions and oftentimes have little ability to discern between the wheat and the chaff and the heat and the light. When you go to equip.org or when you read the Christian Research Journal, you are given material that ought to have the housekeeping seal of approval on it, because it's material that you can trust. It's carefully researched from within the parameters of a Christian worldview. The issue here is that once we abandon the biblical distinction of male and female, there is simply no limit on where our unsanctified passions may lead us. And remember, I've said this before on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, there are essentially three building blocks of civil society. There's the marriage, the church, and the government. And all three rest atop the foundation of human life. And of the three, none is more significant than a proper definition of marriage. And as such, the transgender movement and its bent to make sex a mere social construct as opposed to a biological reality is no trifling matter. This is of utmost significance. And that, again, is why we're bringing these issues up on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We are talking about a radical redefining of our culture. You think of what Jesus Christ said, pretty poignant, direct, and profound. Haven't you read? He is saying to his antagonists that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man will leave his mother and his father and will be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Jesus made this critical distinction by appealing to what was written by Moses in the narrative of creation. And this is a narrative that cannot be obliterated in the 21st century. We must stand for truth. Truth is so obscure in these times and falsehood so established that unless we love the truth, we cannot know the truth. We are people of truth as Christians, and called to make that truth known to a lost and searching world. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions are answered live on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And the resources that I talk about on the broadcast, including the quote of the day, you can find on the web at equip.org. You can also write us, contact us for resources, materials, through our P.O. Box, 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. My deep appreciation for all of those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Only from the perspective of eternity will you fully know how your generosity, how your sacrificial giving is touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly, probing today's religious movements, promoting doctrinal discernment and critical thinking, and providing reasons for faith and ethics. The Christian Research Journal is an award-winning magazine that no Christian should be without. Be prepared with the knowledge you need to defend the faith. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Wrestling with God, Church, and Religion from the beginning of his career to its end, the writings of Mark Twain vividly display an all-too-human temptation to despair pitted against the vital human impulse to hope. Other topics include how to have a civil discussion about abortion, the historical uniqueness of Jesus Christ among the founders of the world's major religions, understanding Nicene Trinitarianism, a practical guide to teaching students apologetics, HBO's Westworld and the Ethics of Artificial Intelligence, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.